الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله امیر اہل سنت شیخ طریقت the leader and founder of دعوت اسلامی حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس عطار قادری may his shadow remain upon us has written in one of his booklets a very beautiful fazilat blessing of reciting درود upon the prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم he writes that the beloved prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that ان اللہ وکل بقبر ملکن that undoubtedly Allah عز و جل has appointed an angel to my grave اعطاہ اسماء الخلائق who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creature فلا يصلي علی احد الى يوم القیامت الا ابلغنی باسمه واسم ابی هذا فلان ابن فلان قد صلى عليك يعني he says that whoever recites درود upon me until the day of judgment he yani the angel presents to me that person's name along with his father's name and he says that ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so and so has recited درود upon you at this time sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam it's a very beautiful book which is available from Maktabat al-Madina and it's called Hikayatein aur Nasihatein a very beautiful book and there are so many beautiful stories in that I want to relate one of the stories from this book as well on page number 320 it says that a saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that once I saw a young man in the jungle far away from people and the populated areas busy worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal in seclusion. I said to him, Salam, and he replied to my salam. I then asked him, O young man, why are you here at such a deserted place where you have no helper and no companion? You're here alone. And the young man, he replied and he says, why not? By Allah, I have a helper as well as a companion. He says, I have a helper. And I have a companion. And he says, the saint, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he asked, where's your helper? Where's your companion? I can't see no one. And he replied, he has superiority over me with his dignity. He is with me, with his knowledge. He is in front of me, with his guidance. And his blessing and dignity are on my right and on my left. When he heard this, the saint, the buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he humbly asked this person, he knew, he realized, who this young man was. He wasn't just a normal young man. This young man was a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he asked him, if you allow me, can I stay in your company? Can I stay with you? And the young man, he says that your company will make me heedless from my worship. And I do not like this. The king of the earth from the east to the west is sufficient for me. I asked, do you not feel nervous? Do you not feel nervous in this place? He replied, one whose friend is Allah, how will he be nervous? I asked him, where do you eat from? He replied, when I was not born, he Azza wa Jal provided me with food even inside my mother's womb. Do you not think that Allah Ta'ala will not provide me once now I am in this world? He has a fixed amount of sustenance for me. It is also written for me. I then requested him to make dua. So he made dua for me in the following words. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect your eyes from his disobedience. Fill your heart with his fear and not make you amongst those who become heedless of worship after being occupied with other than him. Thereafter, when he stood up to leave, I went up to him and I humbly asked him, "Oh my brother, when are we going to meet again?" And he smilingly replied, "I will not meet you in this world from today. However, inshallah azza wa jal, on the day of judgment, when all the people will be gathered, if you want to meet me, I will be amongst those people who will be doing the didar of Allah azza wa jal." And he says, look at how, you know, promising this young man is, how much aqidah this person has, that if you want to see me, now I will be only seeing you on the day of judgment amongst those people who will be witnessing the sight of Allah azza wa jal. And the Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, how do you know that you will be amongst them people who are seeing the didar of Allah azza wa jal? And the young man, he replied, by his dignity I swear in the name of Allah, I have learnt it through him, because I have prevented my eyes from looking at haram things and my nafs from satisfying the desires, and adopted seclusion in the dark night for his worship. He will let me have his sight. He will not let me down. The young man then disappeared and I never saw him again. This was an account of Buzurg, of Wali Allah himself, about a young person who spent all his days, all his nights away from the people, doing what? Doing the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fair Islam Bayu, there are lots of lessons. You know, majority of us who are sat here, we're all young. Majority of us are under 40 years old. Now just imagine, from this story we see that the Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala, the young Buzurg, how his life was spent. And then let's look at our lives. You on one side, you have a person who's spending all his life in the jungle, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, away from everyone. And on one side, let's look at our lives. And the only person that can answer is ourselves. Let's not fool ourselves. One of the biggest arrows of the shaitan, whenever you hear these kind of stories, you know what the shaitan says? Ah yeah, but they are wali Allah. You know, we know he was a wali Allah. But look at the ibadat he has done. Look at the way that he reached to this. Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that health, youth and wealth and life should not be wasted. Perform good deeds when you have the chance. A lot of people sometimes, you see, when you're in hospital, and you go to the hospitals and you see, meet them people there, and majority of them will say to you, I wish I was okay, I was fit and healthy, I would do this, I would do that. But now, they're in the hospital bed. I went to an Islamic brother, may Allah Ta'ala forgive him, you know, he's passed away now. We went to the hospital just to see that Islamic brother, just to meet him, make dua for him. As soon as we went inside, you know, you could see a tears flowing from his eyes. And he goes, I can remember all the messages that you used to send me, come to the Ijtima. And he goes, Afsar Sahab, if I have the opportunity, wallah, I will do anything just to come to one of the Ijtima. But he had severe cancer. A few days later, he passed away. No one knows when we're going to pass away. No one knows when we are going to die. Now, as a youth, what are the blessings? You know, sometimes people talk about, what do we have on offer? You know, sometimes when you sit down, you look at the ijtima, Allah Ta'ala, you know, forgive ma'azallah. Some people might think that it's a bit too boring. You go to the masjid, you sit there, you hear something, and that's it. Whereas on the other hand, we can chill out, we can have fun, we can do a lot of things. You know, we can ma'azallah, you know, go to the cinema, we can go here. You know, a lot of people nowadays, sadly, they say there is no fun in the masjid. You know, there is no fun in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me just tell you a few hadiths of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has said, on the day of judgment, a person will not be able to lift his foot until he has answered five questions. Me and you and everyone who came to this world, jo dunya mein aaya hai, jo paida ho gaya hai, the one who has come to this world, on the day of judgment, you will never be able to move your foot unless you have answered five questions. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he reminds us them five questions. Number one, how did you spend your life? That is a question. You know, if you go to an exam hall, you don't know what the questions are. You get the paper in front of you, and now you read the questions, and then you think, if I've done my revision in a good way, maybe you'll pass your exam. But if you haven't done your revision, we see a lot of students, ma'azallah, even committing suicide. Why? Because they didn't get the results that they wanted. And you know, that is how shocked these people are. But just imagine, on the day of judgment, and if you have not done your revision in this world, if you have not lived your life according to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, agar Allah Ta'ala ke bataye hue tareeke par humne zindagi nahi guzari, to pyare Islam bhaiyo, in the world you're going to lose 1 year on the day of judgment. If you cannot answer to them questions, then there is tabahi, there is barbadi, there is destruction there. The first thing, how did you spend your life? The second, how did you spend your youth? You know, apart from youth, life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned youth as well. Jawani kaise guzari? Moj masti mein chilling out here, there and everywhere. Is this the way that we spend in our youth? So number three, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, how did you earn your money? Number four, where did you spend your money? Sometimes we think this money belongs to me, mera paisa hai, but I can spend it wherever I want. No, you can't spend it wherever you want. Wherever Sharia says, you spend that money there. This is your exam paper. When you were born, your exam paper was out. When you were born, all your life, the ulama, the scholars, the hadith, the Quran has been reminding you, prepare for these five questions. Prepare for these five questions. And when we die, and when we sit in that exam hall on the day of judgment, when we are present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you can't move. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, a young man performing worship in his youth has superiority over an old man worshipping in old age, in the same way as Mursaleen alayhimus salatu was salam have over all the Anbiya-i kiram. So a person who worships Allah Azza wa Jal in a youth age, that person, his ibadat is better than a person who is doing worship in an old age. If that person started ibadat in the old age, then that young person who is doing ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal is better than that old man. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in Kanzul Ummat, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a young man who gives up the pleasures and luxuries of the world and advances towards the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal in his youth, then Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him the reward equivalent to 72 Siddiqeen. Who is a Siddiqeen? A Siddiqeen after the prophets of Allah, the highest ranked wali is a Siddiq. Jo jawani mein Allah Ta'ala ki ibadat karta hai, he will be rewarded equivalent to 72 Siddiqeen. Another hadith in Kadzul Ummat, hadith number 42,096. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal loved most that beautiful young man amongst his creation who spent his youth and beauty in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, taking pride in him in front of the angels. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, he is my real bondsman. Ye mera asli banda hai. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, just imagine, in all these beauties, all these blessings that a person will receive on the day of judgment. And it says that on the day of judgment, the sun will be just 1.25 miles. We've heard this hadith many times from the scholars. Just 1.25 miles away from your head, the sun will be boiling. The earth will be made out of copper. It'll be so severe, so severe. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, the scholars, they say that for a person to remain in that scorching heat will be so bad. People will be crying. People will be wishing that they were not born. People will be wishing that they don't have to give their account and that they die. There's no account, they die. That's the wish that people will have. But they will not be able to move. One day will be equivalent to 50,000. One day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. Now just imagine, are we that powerful? Are we that strong that we can stand on the day of judgment for so many thousands of years? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mafhum, the hadith is, that on that day, seven people will be under the shade of the mercy of Allah, and one of them person will be a youth, a young person who did ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal when he was young, and he feared Allah Azza wa Jal. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, you know, just imagine, today, you know, I'm 42 years old. You know, we're moving out of this youth age now. Those who are growing up and coming into the youth age, there's so much, You know, there's so much out there. There's so many desires. One Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he would always make dua in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, protect me from the desires of the nafs and protect me from the shaitan. We need to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for protection from the shaitan. Another beautiful hadith in Hidyatul Awliya, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal loves such a young person who has devoted his youth in obeying the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He's devoted all his life, all his youth is devoted into the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like I said, there are so many desires, there are so many tricks of the shaitan, and the shaitan is out there in full force. That could be in the form of a human being. The shaitan could be out there. It could be in the form of your friend. These desires, come on, let's go. Forget namaz, you know, forget the ijtima, we'll go next week, come on, let's go. We're going for a game of football, we're going here, we're going there, we're going for a meal. Now just imagine, ijtima is not farz. If you don't come to the ijtima, you're not going to be asked on the Day of Judgment. But how many times, my dear Islam brothers, have we missed our namaz? Now you're the one, like I said, you're the one who can answer these questions. How many times can you remember that you had a phone call from your friend, and your friend said to you, yeah, leave namaz, you're wasting time. You're wasting your time and you're wasting our time. We need to go there. Everyone's ready. Now, remember, the shaitan is very powerful, but he's not powerful than Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why we need to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for protection. Or as my dear Islam brothers, Sayyiduna Ghusay Paak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the shaitan came to him, sometimes people say, nah, I'm strong enough. Ya Rab, my aqidah, my iman is strong. No one can take me. And then same people, you'll see that they'll be drifting away from the deen. But they won't even realize. Sometimes when you are drifting away from the deen, you won't realize. And you know what the first thing, the first sign of a person moving away from the deen is that the shaitan will make him move away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'll have a beautiful beard on his face. He'll have a beautiful imamah sharif, beautiful clothes. He would come to the masjid. He would travel on the Madini Kafile. He would learn the Quran. He'll be Madrasatul Madina Balighan. He'll be doing Neki Kidawat, Madini Dora. He'll be going home, giving dars, inviting people. And then all of a sudden, what do you see? Then that person, all of a sudden everything stops. What happened? Now the shaitan's got hold of him. Maybe he's gone to a higher school, he's gone to college, he's gone to university. Then what happens is that person turns away. You know what people they say? We need to worry about ourselves. If he's gone today, I could be gone tomorrow. And there's so many. You know, there's not many. You know, all this ijtima is from the whole of Dewsbury. Do you not think there are thousands of people living in this area? Why only, you know, a handful of people are here in the ijtima? Because Allah Ta'ala has guided you to come here today. There are so many that'll be, ma'azallah azza wa jal, dancing away in the nightclubs. You don't have to go far, just a few miles. People are dancing away in the nightclubs. We're talking about boys, we're talking about girls. They are drinking alcohol, they are drinking sharab. But look at the way Allah Ta'ala has guided you. But remember, Allah Ta'ala, whatever His plan may be, we don't know what the secret planning of Allah Azza wa Jal is. In the day, how many times have we cried? We miss our salah, we miss our fajr, we miss our zuhr, our asr. How many times have we cried? How many times have we even just sat down and think to ourselves, hey, what have I done? I've just missed my namaz. That is a challenge for me and you. That is a challenge for all of us. Are we going to miss our salah and, you know, write our name on the door of hell? Or are we going to be actually offering our salah? Whatever happens, you leave your work. And especially for those Islamic brothers who are young, who are growing up, it is a very, very big thing. Let me just mention another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the passion of worship. Whose worship? The worship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sinless. He was someone who can never commit a sin. He is someone that Allah Ta'ala made this universe and every person because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, look at the passion of worship that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. Sayyiduna Ata radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Sayyiduna Ibn Umar, Sayyiduna Ubaid bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and I went to Sayyidina Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly asked, Ya Ummul Mu'mineen, tell us something about the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that would astonish and amaze us. She started crying and she said, one night, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me and said, O Aisha, allow me to worship my Rabb Azza wa Jal. I humbly said, I prefer your closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal more than my desire. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in the corner of the house and started crying. Then, having performed wuzu properly, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam started reciting the Quran. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam again started crying until the tears coming out of his blessed eyes fell onto the ground. In the meanwhile, Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived, seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam weeping. Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayka wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed on you. What has made you cry?" Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive the sins of the people of the past and the future for your sake. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "O Bilal, should I not be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for all the favors that He has done upon me? Rota hai jo raaton ko ummat ki mohabbat mein, wo shafi'e mahshar hai sardar madine ka. Raaton ko jo rota hai aur khaak pe sota hai, gham haar hai sada hai mukhtar madine ka. Qabze mein do alam hai par haath ka takiya hai, sota hai chatai par sardar madine ka." That is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. That is his passion for worship. Now we need to build this passion inside ourselves as well. We need to build the passion of ibadah. Don't look at someone who is doing good in business and he doesn't offer his salah. Nothing should affect you. If someone is a millionaire but he doesn't read his namaz, wallah, he is a loser. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Oh my sahaba," one day they were walking through the streets of Medina and they saw a goat that was dead. It was rotting away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Oh my sahaba, how much do you think that people will pay for this goat?" And the sahaba ikram, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, it's dead. There is no value. It has no value at all. What would someone give money for this? They won't give anything for it." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, "Just like this goat has no value, by Allah who has sent me as a true messenger, this world has no value in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. There is no value for this world." The two sunnahs of Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the two sunnahs of Fajr are better than the world and whatever is in the world. There's two sunnahs of Fajr. Can you imagine these are sunnahs? What about the two farz of Fajr? What about Zuhr Salah, Asr Maghrib? But after this wealth of this world, it doesn't even have any value to it. One king, he asked for a glass of water, and a buzurg who was in his gathering, he went and he bought him the glass of water. And he says that before you drink this water, if you had not found any water, agar pani aapko muyassar na hota, what would you give to buy this water? And the king, he says, "I'll give half of my kingdom. Half of my kingdom just for one glass of water." And the buzurg, he says that when this water goes inside your body and you feel like going to the toilet, but you can't get your urine out of your body, what would you give? And the king, he says, "I will give half of my kingdom." And the buzurg rahmatullah alayhi says that your kingdom, that is worth, half of your kingdom is worth a glass of this water, and that half of your kingdom is worth just that urine that doesn't come out of your body. Why are you so happy? Why are you so madly in love with this world? Banda soch raha hai, you become a millionaire. You know, we think too, we totally change. Once someone gets some money, a person totally changes. All his life, when you're in your youth age, this is a very, very pinnacle age. We need to sit down and we need to think to ourselves where we are heading. And then, my dear Islam brothers, one day, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the Medina Sharif, a very young man, beautiful young man, very, very pious, he lived. And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that this young man has passed away. He went to his father, late at night he passed away, and they read his janazah and they buried him. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu went in the morning to his father and he says, "Why did you not tell me that your son has passed away? I would have been in the janazah as well." And the father, he says, "Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, we thought you were sleeping, you were resting. We did not want to disturb you. So when my son passed away at night, we gave ghusl, we read the janazah and we buried him." Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to the father, "Take me to his grave." They went to the grave and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood near the grave and he says that, "Oh young man, Allah Azza wa Jal has promised inside the Quran, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And for those who fear standing in the majestic court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we get two paradises. As soon as he asked this question, that young man spoke from his grave and he says, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, by Allah, I have been rewarded the two paradises. مجھے دو جنتیں مل گئی ہیں اپنے رب عز و جل کی طرف سے. تو پیارے اسلامی بھائیو, الحمدللہ عز و جل, you know, our life is very very fast. It's like a person who is selling ice, and that person, you know, if he does not sell all of his ice, what happens? Most of it will start to melt away. This is what our life is like. Our life is melting away. When you are young, the only thing that is in your mind, I need to educate myself. Kuch padh lu, kuch banda ban jaunga, I need to educate myself. You get the family pressure, everything comes in. And when you've done your education, when you got your degrees, whatever, and then what happens now? You focus your life, I need to settle down. I need to get married, I need to settle down. I need to start a family, I need to worry about that. And then what happens? You get married, you have children, and now you worry about all of them. When did you ever worry about yourself? When is it that the last time you sat down and you thought to yourself, I'm going to die one day? People don't have to die when they are old. People can die when they are young. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, remember, you only get this life once. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in a very beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions five important things. And one of them important things is youth. That once you are young, you can do ibadah. You know, the way you can come to the masjid, you can read your namaz. You ask the elderly, they can't give sajda properly now. Why? Because they are old. They can't stand up for too long. They can't do ruku properly. They can't walk to the masjid properly. Allah Ta'ala has given us that ni'mat. We can do everything. Now just imagine, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, just imagine our life is slinking away. Our life, day by day, we are getting closer to our death. That day will soon come when I'll be old as well. We're going to regret it later. We are young, we can do anything. We can do ibadah. We read the Quran. If you don't know how to read the Quran, you can learn the Quran. When you get old, your memory will be weaker. When you get old, when you get busy, you won't get enough time. And then we're going to regret it. Just like every time, whenever I do this bayan, I always think about that guy I met in the hospital. You know, the way he said to me that, I used to get your messages. I wish I had attended your gatherings and I would have learned something. A few days later, he passed away. You always think to yourself, who's next? Who's next? And then, what are we doing in our life? Kitna, how much are we going to earn? You know, we work for 10 hours, 12 hours. At the end of the day, how much do we do for our deen? For the hereafter. This is an investment. People talk about investments. You know, we live in a society, we live in a world which is so business-minded. Every person, business-minded. We all think about money. What about the hereafter? What's your investment for the hereafter? The investment, the Islam bhai the, is sachcha waqia. He got some grapes from a food store and he gave them to his family. And he says that when I come back home, I'll eat them. When he went back home, when he goes, where's the grapes? And they said, oh, you sent them home, so we ate them. Immediately he stood up. This was played on Madani channel as well. Immediately he stood up, he built a masjid for the sake of Allah. And when he came home, the family, they were looking for him and they said, where you been? And he goes, I sent home some grapes. You couldn't even save me one grape. When I die, what are you going to do for me? So therefore, I've just gone and made a masjid for the sake of Allah so that I can reward myself. What have we done for the hereafter? Kitna humne kiya hai? How much are we trying? Are we even trying? Dekhe pyare Islam bhaiyo. Hum na bhi try karein. You don't try. What's going to happen is when you're going to be in your last breath, there's people out there. Every day you hear stories. There's people out there breathing their last. And I'm talking about youngsters. They're breathing their last. Go and ask them. If you were in my, we went to Huddersfield, an Islamic brother, 32 years old. Alhamdulillah, used to travel on the Madani Qafile. MashaAllah, used to attend the Ijtima regularly. Just last week, I went to do a bayan in Huddersfield. You know, I was told that he's very, very seriously ill in hospital. We went and we met him. In the morning, we found out that he's passed away. 32-year-old, yara, can you believe that? Ajad, I mean, jawana, I can do many things. Yeah, I'm still young. Choro ji, dunya, deen lai, dunya bhi te kuch gal karo na. No, there is no such thing as dunya. Dunya is a deceive. Dunya dhokha hai. The life of the hereafter is what you need to worry. And then, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, coming to ourselves, how much amal do we have? Especially the youth that are growing up. Remember, what goes around comes around. Whatever you sow, that's what you are going to reap. Now is your chance. Build your life. You know, as they say, you build up your CV. Build up your CV now. Because on the day of judgment, you're going to read everything what you have done in this world. Build up to that. I just want to mention one last incident. One last waqia. That seriously, that should wake us up and think to ourselves, what am I doing? And then, you know, he says that when a person commits a sin, you know, in the youth age, you get addicted, you get hooked on to sin. And then if you get hooked on, you get addicted, then what's going to happen? In your old age, these things are not going to go away. Swearing. How many times have you seen an old person swear? Every word he says, he swear. Why? Because that's what he used to do when he was young. Now he's grown up. That he is so instilled in his heart and mind, whatever, he doesn't even realize that he's swearing. Now he's old, but he still does that. Now think to yourself, what you are going to do now, the way you are going to live your life now, if it is ibadat, then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will love your life when you are old as well. Because in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum is, if a young person, he worships Allah Azza wa Jal in his young age, when he gets old, even though he finds it difficult for ibadat, Allah will still reward him with the ibadat as if done in his youth age. One old man, he felt seriously ill. And he was the only person, he was the only breadwinner in his house. He had three children, two young ones and one daughter, about 19, 20 years old. 3 days, 4 days passed by. Obviously the father wasn't earning. There was no food on coming onto the table. Brothers and sisters were crying. They were crying, there's no food. And the older sister, one day, she sits down and she starts thinking, what can I do? How can I bring some food to the table so that my dad and my brother and sister can eat? He starts thinking all day. She starts thinking. And one night, she makes that decision. No matter what happens, even if I have to sell myself, I will go and bring food on the table tomorrow. She leaves the house early in the morning. And she walks from one end of the town to the other end of the town. All day, that's what she's been doing. Walking up and down, up and down. She's got her makeup on, she's got her clothes, so that people will look at her. Now she's made that decision. Whatever happens, I need to bring food on the table. If it means that I sell my body, I sell myself, I will do that as well. But I cannot see my father and my brother and sister crying at home. Late at night, she comes back home. And the father is there on the bed, worried. Brother and sister are worried. And the father, he looks at his daughter and he says, Putar, where were you all day? Where were you? We've been worried for you. You haven't even told us when you left the house. You didn't even tell us where you were. Tell me, where were you? We were worried. And the daughter, she replies, my father, Dad, I've seen 3-4 days, there's no food on the table. My brother and my sister crying for food. I couldn't afford anything else. I couldn't see you dying away on the bed without any food. I couldn't even have afford to buy medicine for you. Therefore, Dad, I made the ultimate decision that whatever happened, I wore makeup, that I'm going to go and sell myself as well. And I'm going to bring food on the table. But Dad, all day I've been walking up the market, down the market. No one even looked at me and I back home with nothing. And the father, he smiled and he says, my daughter, why would anyone look at you when your father was young? He never looked at any ghair mahram woman. Just ask yourself that question. Are we really, you know, able to say that as well? I never looked at any ghair mahram woman. Nothing will happen to my children. I don't think that is true for us. Today, we can't even control our eyes. MashaAllah, you're going to the town center, our eyes are drifting away to non-mahram women. At home, we're watching films, dramas, videos. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal, when we get the opportunity, we'll watch them films that we shouldn't even think about. And then we expect our children not to go through any difficult time. Ya Islam, bhaiyo, sometimes your sins will rub off onto your children. Just ask Allah Ta'ala for that day. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal so that He takes that day away from you. کہیں ایسا نہ ہو پیارے اسلام بھائیو ہمارے گناہ کی سزا ہماری اولاد کو دینی پڑے اب we are young please wake up understand the reality understand the truth the world is very, very difficult to live in. There's so much out there. There are people out there who are trying to snatch you. Look at your children. Our children that are growing up, mobile phones in their hands, internet always on. They can do whatever they want. Parents complain, my son, my daughter doesn't listen to me. Why do you give them the mobile phone? We say that my son doesn't stay with us at home. They don't eat with us. They don't sit at home with us. Have you asked yourself a question? You're the one who gave them all these things. You're the one who gave them that mobile phone. There's a lot of better things, ma'azallah, according to them, on the phone than you. So parents are losing out. So please, koshish kare, inshallah, azawajal. Try to attend the weekly ijtima. Inshallah, they'll get used to it. And inshallah, when we reach to that age where we need their help, they will help us. Or else, you won't be able to find them anywhere. Allah ta'ala hame amal ki tawfeeq ata farmaye. May Allah azawajal forgive our sins. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.